Now we open up the pages of the Washington Post magazine, something we do just about every week to find interesting stories about the way we live now. And today we have a story about entrepreneurship and activism. Now, many business owners have at least tried to make the transition from business success to politics. Presidential contenders Mitt Romney and Herman Cain come to mind. But few have intertwined activism with their business model, like Andy Shalal, the owner of D.C.'s Busboys and Poets restaurant chain, a naturalized Iraqi-American. He is the improbable proprietor behind a chain of restaurants inspired by the famed African-American poet Langston Hughes. And he's probably the only major restaurant owner in Washington who has been feeding the Occupy protesters and has been arrested in front of the White House to stop an oil pipeline. And Andy Shalal is here with us now. Welcome to the program. Or I should say welcome back, because we've spoken to you before.
Yes.
Just to get your insights as a small business owner dealing with the recession and how you're coping. But this is a whole other story that I have to confess I knew nothing about. Were you reluctant to kind of open up the pages of your own story?
Well, you always open yourself up for arrows when you start telling a lot about your inside, how you think. You know, most people in the restaurant business, any business, don't really like people to know what they think. They're selling a product, and that's all they want. They want people to come buy their product. You know, I'm an activist first. My family moved to this country in 1966 for some very important values about this country: freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly. All of these things are very significant for me, and I take them very seriously. When we decided to stay in this country, I wanted to make sure that I'm in a country that really does espouse those values that we decided to move here for, from Iraq. So when I see those values being trampled upon or being changed, or somebody's trying to put out a Patriot Act that is has a little bit of fascism laced in it, I feel an obligation that I have to stand up and speak up against it. I remember the very important poem of Langston Hughes that I read as a child, "Let America Be America Again." That's what I'd like to do, is let it be the dream the dreamers dreamed. I want to be one of those dreamers and continue that dream.
Tell me the connection between the title of the restaurants, Busboys and Poets, and Langston Hughes.
Well, it's named after Langston Hughes, who worked as a busboy while writing poetry here in the 1920s in Washington, D.C. And he was an inspiration, I think, to me at many different levels, from the time I was a child until I found the space to name after him.
And now it's Busboys and Poets.
Right.
Hopefully including others.
Right. I mean, you know, Langston Hughes opened up the floodgates to so many activists. He was an activist poet. He really spoke about important things and the values that he wanted to see this country hold up to.
You alluded to the fact that you said that sometimes, particularly when you first started, there are people who are suspicious of you. You know, why? Because you're not African American? Because you're Iraqi American? Or why? Or just because they don't understand whether the whole like politics thing is just a way to get people to buy sandwiches? What is it?
Well, I think we are a little bit confused in this country. The idea that if you're successful, it means you did it on the backs of somebody else or you hurt someone in the process. I think success tends to come with its own, you know, jealousy, haters, whatever. You know, that happens. That's real. And I know that. I think most people know that. But, you know, people are always wondering when you're doing something and you're doing it well, they wonder if you have other things in mind. They wonder what your intention is. They wonder what your drive behind it. I hope the article that came out in the Washington Post can explain some of that. You know, I'm not a unidimensional person. I'm multidimensional, as many people are. I've had many types of restaurants in the past, but always focusing in terms of how can I get to this point that I'm in today. And that is a point where I can have an impact through the businesses that I have, an impact that fits my soul, that fits my very essence of my being. And that is, I'm a progressive. I believe in moving ideas forward. I believe in equality. I believe in fairness. All of those things are very important to me, and I want to promote them not only through what we say, but through what we do in the restaurant business.
If you're just joining us, I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Andy Shalal. He is an activist, artist, and owner of the popular Busboys and Poets restaurant group here in the Washington, D.C. area. He's featured in this week's Washington Post magazine. The Occupy protests have kind of crystallized this idea of there's the 99% and then there's the 1% that, you know, that the business and political structure are all serving that 1%, and then there's the 99%. But you're the business guy.
Yes.
You're the business guy, but you don't see yourself that way.
I really don't. I don't see myself as a businessman. I see myself as an activist. You know, business is my tools, my vehicle to reach a wider audience. And, of course, nothing better than the food business to reach the largest number of people because everybody eats.
I just want to play a clip here. This is when you first joined us on the program in 2008. You were opening a third location of Busboys and Poets. And the reason we called you is that it's the middle of the recession. This is the middle of the period at which people understood that there was a recession and that many small businesses were starting to really feel the pain. And I ask you why you thought Busboys has been such a successful business, and this is what you had to say. Here it is.
For one thing, we're not just a restaurant. We're a lot of different things. We are a bookstore, a gathering place, a community center. People have to go out. People eat out. I don't think anybody cooks at home anymore. So they have to go someplace, but it has to be accessible. It has to be reasonably priced. You have to give a good product, and you have to give them a reason to come. And we give them many reasons, so that I think that's why we have such a loyal base, a loyal clientele.
And that's what you said in 2008, and 3 years later, you've opened up two new restaurants for a total of five in the Washington, D.C. area alone in three states, the three-state, tri-state Washington, D.C. area, and you've had requests to consider other cities. So I really have to ask you, did you really sit at home and say to yourself, gee, I'm an activist. I should open a chain of restaurants so people have a place to get together and talk about the things that I care about? Or was it a different way?
I actually did. This is years ago. I used to be the campaign chairman for Jerry Brown years ago, back in the early 90s. And when it was clear that Jerry wasn't going to win, I think his ideas had to stay and live. And I had a friend in Ralph Nader, and I sat and chatted with him. And he and I talked at length about the idea of how can we promote these amazing ideas in a way that's accessible and easy for people to sort of take. And we decided the idea was to put these places that are called like democracy centers that have a whole slew of bits of information about voter registration, about how a bill becomes a law, and put them in malls, in like shopping centers. And that's where people are, so that they go and get more involved, more civically active. And, of course, I didn't pursue that route, but I did pursue the route of saying, let's establish these places that will become basically civic centers, sort of town squares for the public so that they all come together and be able to share ideas together. And of course, having food is essential because that's what brings people to the watering hole. Once they get there, lots of stuff can happen, exchange of ideas and thoughts and all kinds of things can take shape. And that's, we present them with a huge menu, not just of food, but of food for thought.
Do you ever feel, and forgive me if I'm just, I feel that we've talked enough that I can ask you these things. Do you ever feel like now that you are as successful as you are, do you ever think, I could be Herman Cain and be like the head of Godfather's Pizza?
God forbid. I don't have any real political aspirations in that sense. I'm not looking to run for office. I think what I do is much more effective, much more in line with certainly my values and the way that I like to do things. I think running for office, you have to sort of give up so many things that you otherwise don't have to do when you're running your own business.
Andy Shalal is an activist, artist, and owner of the Washington, D.C. area's popular Busboys and Poets restaurant group. He is the focus of a profile in this week's Washington Post magazine. The piece was written by David Montgomery. It's called Democracy's Restaurateur, and he was kind enough to join us today in our Washington, D.C. studio. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.